Well, hello there. This is Evangelist Timothy Gruber here at the Word of the King at Holiness Bibles for the Blind.
Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 4 tells us that where the Word of the King is, there is power. We may say unto him, what doest thou?
And today, on the Word of the King, my brother Kenny Wolfgang is going to bring forth a message to you straight from the infallible, inerrant, perfect, preserved Word of God. I pray now, may the incorruptible seed of the Word of God, which liveth in Nevada forever, by the power of the Holy Spirit, minister to your soul.
Those things aren't cheap. And So when I stand up here today, I've been blessed because God gave it back to us. I mean, I was blessed. That was blessed.
Hallelujah.
But here's the real blessing. The place it was found is where I always let my dog ride the car. It's in the back seat. And the way she likes to chew on everything, it is God alone that kept her from doing anything else. It was right in the back seat. Right where she could have got her teeth right onto. But she never once touched that cane. It was always back there. One day my wife was looking for something. There it was, broad as light, right in front of her. See, boy, she just about had a spell, and I did too.
All right.
Why? Because we were blessed. I mean, we're all blessed when we're able to breathe.
Yeah.
And our hearts are beating. We're blessed.
Thank you.
I mean, some blessings are bigger than others, and some people get confused about when you say you've been blessed. Well, I want you to know I've been blessed.
Yes,
sir. I sure enough went before to God in the middle. But God bless us, give us back the same way we had. For I thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Tonight, for a scripture reading, I'd like you all to turn to Matthew 16.
All right.
Matthew chapter 16, verses 24 to 26. Matthew 16, verses 24 to 16. We'll have a chance to read our scripture now. Matthew 16,
Then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross, and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. Whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the world, the whole world, and lose his own soul? For what shall a man give in exchange for his soul?
For a thought tonight, I'd like to use for a thought tonight, soul shopping. Are you willing to pay the price? Soul shopping. Are you willing to pay the price? I feel like God wants me to be all that He wants me to be. But others don't see that the Lord, He lives in me.
All right.
Just because I don't see you, doesn't mean God can't see me. All I want is to lend a helping hand, but I just cannot understand the cruel things people say as they laugh and walk away. Just because I don't see you doesn't mean God can't see me. If God shook away His eyes, maybe then they would see the light. God will hear soon, hear you, but if man will try to, just because God can't use you, doesn't mean He lately that the price of life seems to be going down, right? And it has. Years ago, if you even was caught robbing a bank, they took your life. That was years and years and years ago. But today, you rob a bank, you get a couple of years, and you're out on the street to do it again. You take and go kill somebody, most of the time the lawyers and rascals are going to get you off. And you're out there to do it again. So the price of life just keeps going down. I mean, there are people that have killed other people for $100. To them, the price of that person's life was $100. Other people have killed people just like as if they were bugs, squashing bugs. To them, the price of life was a big fat zero. Well, recently I've also noticed that the price of souls seem to be climbing down there. You know, long time ago, it wouldn't hurt somebody to think of walking miles to go to church. Stay all day and walk miles to go. And they wouldn't complain from this. But some of us complain if we got to walk across the street. And what's worse is that doesn't happen when you go to church. But for somebody to take and say, God loves you, it's too high of a price for them to pay. See, when we had our revival in September, somebody asked me a question, and the same question was asked to us about this time, right? Why do you do this? I mean, this person didn't even know that they didn't even profess Jesus. They said, why are you carrying all this stuff in day after day into the park, all these big speakers and stuff? I said, stick around and you'll find out.
All right.
That's what I told them. I said, stick around and you'll find out why I do it. All right. Why? Because the price of a soul is not a big, fat zero. But see, let's look at this thing. To some people, like I said, to say God loves you, or to take and say, I'd like to hand you this here, gospel tract, or to put it in the bills, in their bills when they go to give their bills over there to the Ladies of County or whatever, or put it in their envelope with their deposit for the ATM machine. It's too big of a job for them to stick a track in there. It's too big a job for them to pick one off the dash and hand it to the lady with the money when they're over there at the Burger King. Too big of a job. So now the price of a soul is a big fat zero. Then there's others who don't mind passing out a track, or maybe two in here. Or they don't mind giving a dollar or two to mission. Or they don't mind doing a few little things. But to them, the price of a soul was about a handful of dollars. Then there's others who don't mind giving a little bit more, maybe $50, $60, $70 in church. But after that, that's it. They don't mind putting $50, $60 into a mission to see somebody saved. For them, that's the price of a soul. We have 60 signs out there, man. I want you to get this. We got 60 signs out there right now. 1/12 of all the signs we have are in church yards. 1/12. 1/6, this is going to blow your mind, 1/6 of those signs are in, and not the church yard, but in people's Baptist members' yards. 1/30 of those signs are in businesses. Every one of the signs are at least in somebody's yard who claims to know Jesus. But only 1/8 of what we need to survive the year, to drive around and do the signs, is all anybody offers to say, keep going and win somebody. That's all there. But we keep going and God keeps blessing. Why? Because one soul is worth.
That's right.
Well, how much is a soul worth? Well, for you that are lost, I want you to know tonight, you are worth more than you'll ever know. You are worth so much that God, in the form of Jesus Christ, came down and gave his very life for you. And then we complain if we had to have a track. We complain if we had to tell somebody, you know, Jesus. But I want you to know tonight, if you don't know Jesus, you're worth a whole lot. If you're saved, you ought to be shouting because God saved you. And you still are worth a lot. Because God died for you. He shed his blood so that you won't have to go to hell. My question to you tonight is, are you willing to pay the price? Are you willing to say to one sinner, God loves you? I heard it during the testimony time. Some of us may not even listen. Girl, turn right up here. I don't recognize her voice yet, so please forgive me. Okay, I'm still learning. But she said that she told that girl that told her about getting high and all that, and this girl said she's going to be her. She said, I don't think you can. Said, you ain't taking this down. Why? Because she knows she is worth a whole lot.
Right.
She also knows that soul in that girl, not the girl so much, because she's the girl that's a sinner, but the soul is worth a whole lot. Isn't that critical? The Bible tells us, he that winneth souls is wise. Wait a minute. Who wants to be wise tonight?
Alright.
Come on, I want to do that. Who wants to be wise tonight? Well, you want to be wise with somebody.
Amen.
It don't take a lot. Now, of course, I know they're going to get you strange, but then again, what are you telling them? You're telling them a guy came out of this guy, he came down into a virgin, he lived 33 years, never sinned one time. He was crucified on the cross. And he was buried, and while he was in the tomb, his soul dipped down into hell. 3 days came up later at the grave, and then he said he walked around for a while, then he ascended into heaven, and then he stayed coming back. But that's the gospel. Why? Because one soul was worth it.
Alright.
One soul time. If just one person, I've seen this church go, and I've never seen any other church do it so far. I'm glad you do. Church, keep doing it. When one soul comes up front here and y'all start just having yourself a ball, wait a minute, you ain't going out doing this. So just keep doing it. You might as well warm up down here because you get up there, so you're going to do it anyway. Amen? Because one soul is worth it tonight. How about you tonight? Do you know Jesus? Come on, turn out a little light of mine. Come on, 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 come on,
were told, but as many as are the works of the law are under the curse. For cursed be everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them, we're told in the book of Galatians. All but here it is. But God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Repent ye and believe the gospel. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved, and the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, shall cleanse you from all sin. For if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Menial, mortal, sin, whatever you call it, all unrighteousness. God is faithful to forgive those who confess their sins to him through faith in Jesus Christ, his death, burial, and resurrection alone. For by grace he is saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works. Call upon the Lord today. This is Evangelist Timothy Groover. Till next time, God bless you and yours.